This is Bill Hilbert, Greg Gehring, Cincinnati Police Homicide Unit. Today's date is April 18th, 2011. Time now is 09:40. We're on the fifth floor of the Criminal Investigation Section, Building 824 Broadway. We're investigating a police-involved shooting that happened at 1833 Chase earlier this morning. With us is Police Officer Nicolino, that's N-I-C-O-L-I-N-O, Stavale, S-T-A-V-A-L-E, badge P-885. He's assigned to District 5 power shift, and his hours tonight were 2,400. He was car number 5442, single-man unit, and he was driving vehicle number 08320. Officer Stavale, just start at the beginning, reference this incident, and at the end we may have some questions.
Okay. Start with like the call on the radio or I came from assisting officers Slade and Abrams from Fergus. They were investigating something that I was covering, and this one comes out, a cutting, and there was some talk about a sword and I think a woman and a man involved, and that they were no longer on scene. Slade said, you know, we've got this, go ahead and help out with the situation on Chase. So I actually on Virginia, because that's where the incident started. I arrived on scene on Virginia where Officer Pearson was, and Pearson says, I guess he was, you know, relaying over the radio the injuries that the man had, minor injuries, and he goes, I've got this, just follow the boss, because we're going to go out and see if we can look for the man and the lady. And the additional information was given out by the boss about, you know, the description of the man and woman and the fact that they were walking the dog. So Sergeant Mitchell does it, you know, turns the vehicle around, and I follow Sergeant Mitchell. By the time I turn on to Chase, Officer Johnson, well, actually, we need to backtrack just for a second. Officer Miller said that he had the possible suspects on Chase. So, and then when I arrived, Officer Johnson got there right after Officer Neller got there. And then I was behind Sergeant Mitchell.
I drove through a pretty bad diagram. And the only thing I marked on here was Neller's car, where we saw it.
Okay.
There was a car here when we got here.
Yeah.
There's a tree right here.
Yes, sir.
Now, we found a deceased somewhere between the tree and the car.
Okay.
On this side of the steps.
Yes, sir.
So I'll put D for him. When you pulled up, where were you?
I was parked more or less down.
Okay, like three or four cars behind?
Three or four cars, yes, sir.
Okay. And how did you approach?
I approached from the street, and I walked on the inside of this car, you know, closest to the sidewalk. And as I was approaching, the man and the lady were both on the ground, sitting on the ground.
Okay. But how far were they from the tree, or was there a landmark you could just put them?
I would say they were right up against, like, the, you know, the base of the tree.
Okay.
From what I
was, the woman closer or further right?
The dog, I believe, was closest to the sidewalk, and then the woman, and then the man. So starting from the edge of the road, the dog, the woman, and then the man.
Put female. And this was deceased.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were by the car.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. And they were sitting, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they were sitting. The closer I got to the scene, you know, I was just kind of looking at my surroundings to see what was around me. I noticed a dog. I noticed that there was a bottle of beer on the sidewalk. Just taking in my surroundings, and then as I approached and I got closer, the deceased, the man, he stood up.
Okay.
And he started to walk towards the sidewalk. Actually, started to walk towards Officer Johnson.
Okay, put it on here with Johnson. How far away from Johnson do you think he was?
Just a few feet.
Okay.
You know, Johnson was actually...
Just put J for Johnson. My man.
Right there. And the man started to walk towards Officer Johnson.
So did he start off a few feet, or was he a few feet got closer?
He was a few feet away from Johnson, and as he got up, I think from what I recall, Johnson actually backed up a little bit, and he gave two. I heard two verbal warnings. You know, don't put, you know, take your hands out of your pocket. Don't put your hands in your pocket. The man took his right hand, put it in his right pocket.
Uh-huh.
Took out a silver instrument, which I believe to be a knife, looked to be 6 to 8 inches in length. And in an instant, as he took the knife out of his pocket, as the man took the knife out of his pocket, he swung it, and, you know, it could have been meant for any of us. It could have been meant for me, because I was right behind Johnson. At that point, as he was swinging it, I heard two gunshots, you know, double tap, and the knife was thrown into the front yard of this house here, 1833. I think it hit the window, actually broke the window, and I assume it's a living room window. And at that point, the man fell on the ground. His head, from what I recall, was closest to, like, the curb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was not parallel, but perpendicular to the sidewalk. I remember Neller taking the woman away from the scene, Sergeant Mitchell covering him, covering the man. Sergeant Mitchell asked me if I had gloves. I said, yeah, absolutely. Put the gloves on and made sure he didn't have any more weapons on him.
Okay.
And patted him down.
When he pulled, how do you know that was a knife?
I believe it was a knife because of the way the initial run came out. You know, they're on Chase. I'm sorry, on Virginia. You know, stated that the complainant. On Virginia said he had been cut. The radio run also stated the word, you know, the sword.
Okay.
But when I got on scene, I was anticipating some kind of weapon on this guy. You know.
Was he? What did it appear he was doing?
He was digging in his pocket.
Okay.
His right hand was digging in his right pocket.
Now, after the first command, did he continue digging, or did he?
He continued digging, and he continued walking towards the edge of the sidewalk and the curb.
And this is you right here. You're pointing that right there. Is that where you are?
Yeah, right behind
Rick
Johnson. Right.
And he was walking toward both of you, or
yeah.
And how close was he to Johnson?
Couple of feet.
And how close was he to you?
Couple of feet. You know, a couple of feet to Johnson, maybe a few feet to me.
And I take that as a few feet. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but...
That's about right. And
or if I stood up, could you tell me how close he was to Johnson?
Yeah. All
right, let's put yourself where... Okay. And who?
Johnson.
Okay.
You would be Johnson. And I was just behind him, flanking Johnson. Right.
Now, as he turned toward, where's the front of the house?
The front of the house is right here.
Right there.
Right.
Okay. And he's is he facing like we're now?
Yeah.
You're facing right toward me, Lob Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he stood up and he heard two verbal commands.
Take your hands. Don't put your hands in your pocket. Take your hands out of your pocket. And he's kind of walking this way. And one quick motion, he takes this silver, what I believe to be a knife, but it was a silver implement or something that was in his right pocket, 6 to 8 inches at least, and goes like this. Could have been that for either one of us.
How was he standing when he did that? Do it exactly how he did it. Like that. And you just waved like right by my face.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you...
I was backing up.
Okay. Did you pull your weapon out?
At that point, I was just worried about getting out of the way of what he was taking out of his pocket. And then I was going to, you know, figure out my tactics from there. You know, we had the girl that was on the sidewalk, the dog that was right next to her. I had Officer Neller and Sergeant Mitchell, which were opposite of him. So...
Your point to that guy's left side.
Yeah.
Okay, still, this is 1833 Chase.
That's the house.
Where's Neller and Mitchell?
Neller and Mitchell are behind him.
Okay.
So he's between us. He, you know, the man is between Johnson and me and Mitchell and Neller.
Okay, and then you tell...
And the woman and the dog were down here.
Which one of them fired?
No, sir.
Okay.
I did not. I was so fixated on what he was taking out of his pocket and his motions, I just heard two shots.
And the way you're doing it is one motion.
Like
after he got shot, he went back to throw it again. Or did he just went...
He dug in his pocket, went like this. One quick motion.
Okay. All right. So then, how far away do you think Neller and Mitchell?
They would have been right here, probably five to six feet.
Was Neller on the inside or near the tree? Who was closer to the tree?
I can't say, sir.
Okay. But you saw them two over here somewhere.
Yeah, because when I approached, I noticed that they were on the other side, and I was closer to Johnson, who was on his...
Did you see anybody else, any other police officer?
I did not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's four of you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
The girl, the dog, and the dude.
Yeah.
And after he threw it, you went immediately down? Or what happened? I'm sorry.
After he threw it, I heard, two shots, and that's when he went down.
Was anything said by him, or was he responsive at all?
No.
Did you ever hear him say anything?
I can't recall if he said anything. No, no.
So when you pull up,
mm-hmm.
The first thing, I guess
he gets up on, yeah, as I, you know, park my car and start, and as I'm approaching on foot. He stands up, and that's when Officer Johnson gives him his, you know, verbal warnings, you know, don't put your hand in your pocket, keep your hand out of your pocket, and that's what I hear, and that's the incident.
Did the girl say anything?
No, I don't remember hearing her say anything at all. No.
I'm getting tired.
He was quiet through the whole thing too.
When he pulls it out of his pocket, what's going through your head? What are you thinking?
That he's got some kind of weapon. That's my initial reaction.
Anything? Just that he has some kind of weapon.
Yeah. He's obviously gonna do something. He's not obeying commands, and he's got something in his mind. He's going to do something. And he, like I said, he kept digging in his pocket, and after two verbal commands, that's when
Did you see what Officer Johnson did? Did he pull his weapon out?
I can't say for sure. I just know he was backing up, you know, creating a little buffer zone, a little bit of space between him and the man.
Anything that you need to add, or sure you need to add, or I forgot to ask you?
No.
That's okay. Time now is 9:55. We're going to conclude the interview.